Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Apparently, Tracy Ullman has engaged in an act of sheer genius.
So,
besides starting The Simpsons,
I saw this on John Cleese's Facebook page. Actually, I saw it on his Instagram page. He said, "Go see the whole video on Facebook." And it turned out to be a Tracy Ullman production. Apparently, the premise here is fake BBC. Okay, so a BBC production,
right? And they have their own way of right
of a group of Brits sitting around in what would look to you like a group counseling session. Okay, that's kind of the backdrop, where Tracy Ullman is the head counselor engaging them in the conversation. And I'm specifically not telling you anything because you'll understand pretty quickly what's going on here. Here goes.
Okay, everyone, welcome. This support group is for people who are so woke that they are finding it impossible to have any fun at all. We have somebody new with us this week, so would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Oscar. I think, like a lot of you guys, for me it started with the little things. Signing an online petition, going into a march. Well, I mean, before I knew it, I was writing to The Guardian about LGBT representation in the Harry Potter books.
Which is shocking, by the way.
All right, Lily, we've all read your blog.
It's a woke... like Woke Anonymous, basically confessional group therapy session, you know, and you've got characters who still are in the throes of the addiction for virtue signaling. And somebody sent this to me yesterday and said, this reminds me of Transgressors. And I thought, oh, this is fantastic.
Don't worry, Oscar. You've come to the right place. All of the young people in this room are ruining their lives by being overly virtuous.
That's actually a microaggression to say young people, because it carries subconscious bias towards the elderly.
Actually, what you're doing is denying agency to the elderly, which is arguably much worse.
See, this is what I'm talking about. You see, it's a slippery slope. One minute you're carrying a reusable water bottle, fine, and the next minute you're arguing that water is racist.
Oh my God, is water racist?
No, it's just an example.
Oh my God, is water racist?
Oh my God, is water racist? No, it's just an example. Oh, phew. Yeah. I believe that young people is marginalizing because it favors bias toward the old. No, actually, you're denying agency to the old by... It's so good. Oh, my God, it's so good.
Right, how did you guys get on with the homework that I set you?
Guys isn't an especially inclusive term.
Not now, Jamie.
By homework, do you mean having to watch that old people sitcom?
It's called Friends, Lily, and you were supposed to watch it and enjoy it.
Well, I tried, but I found it deeply problematic.
Why?
Well, there's the homophobia, the transphobia, the fatism, and the slut-shaming, and could Chandler be any more annoying?
It's pretty well done.
You can't go through your 20s worrying about every aspect of everything. You have to pick your battles. And just remember that it doesn't really matter, because by the time you hit your 30s, most of you are going to be massively right-wing anyway. Have any of you started to think that maybe poor people don't deserve benefits?
No.
Well, watch out for that one, because that's how it starts.
that's the gateway idea.
Oh,
maybe poor
so
people shouldn't get benefits.
Look, I understand this has all been a bit much for some of you, so let's take five and have a hobnob.
I find the word hobnob very phallocentric.
Off, Jamie.
Oh my God, it's so good. So anyway, I'll see if I can't share that on our Facebook page, because I was rolling. I was just, it was so on point. And I'm ashamed that what I do for Transgressors is not, I didn't think of this. This is really good for a support group for woke people. 7:15 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh my goodness.
Fine, and the next minute you're arguing that water is racist.
Oh my God, is water racist?
No, it's just an example.
Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I don't want to be in your support group, Andrew, if that's where this is
going.
Okay, fine. Stand still at the front gate for NAS, and other than that, it looks clear and easy to get around. 437-1620, traffic tips, News Radio 92.3. 92.3 informative, local, dependable at 7:15.
You know, coming up in the summer, you're going to look at your lawn and you're going to have a couple of different possible reactions. Reaction number one is, yeah, it's fantastic. Reaction number two is, ooh, don't look there. And then maybe somewhere in between. Okay. Well, you don't want to be reactions two or three. You want to be reaction one. You want to be excited and be like proud of your lawn and it's beautiful and it's lush and let's walk on it with our, you know, barefoot and that's what. Okay. You solve that problem now, not in July, right? You solve that problem by thinking ahead and calling NSEC and they'll come out, they'll look at your lawn. They'll see kind of what it needs and what specific things they can do that will help your particular lawn. They give 8 annual applications that are timed, programmed, and targeted to get your lawn what it needs when it needs it. You get started with a free lawn analysis. It's obviously no charge for them to come look at what you need. The initial soil sample will indicate what amendments are specifically necessary for your lawn and a plan for your success. You'll get fertilizer applications, standard part of the service, along with seasonal pre-emergent weed control, broadleaf and grassy weed control, insect control, and fungicide. And you've got aeration, sod, and plugging, and recommended grass types as additions as well. That's all stuff they offer. Sign up today. Your first lawn application is free with any new annual lawn program that includes that soil sample and lime treatment on an average-sized lawn. And NSEC is now hiring full-time pest and lawn technicians in Pensacola, Mobile, Baldwin County, and Panama City. Great pay and benefits, 401k health insurance, opportunities for growth and advancement. Find out more at workwithNSEC, ENSEC.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck because the redesigned 2023 Subaru Outback shares your spirit. The Outback can take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And Subaru's estimated highway fuel economy for non-turbo 2023 Outback models is up to 32 miles per gallon. And comparing information from competitors' website, the Outback has more ground clearance than Honda CR-V or Toyota RAV4. So you can take on the path less traveled with ease. And when Experian Automotive studied vehicles in operation versus total new registrations, they found that 97% of Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, which means you can explore your world with confidence. The 2023 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Actual mileage may vary. Clearance comparisons as of June 2022. Experian data for model years 2012 to 2021 as of December 2022.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of the most popular Christian hymns in the world is Jonathan Newton's Amazing Grace. And the word grace simply means unmerited favor. And grace is beautifully displayed in the cross of Jesus Christ. Grace is a step beyond mercy. Remember that mercy is withholding a penalty that you justly deserve. And of course, we love mercy. However, grace is not only withholding a penalty that we rightly deserve, but grace is also giving us something that we have not earned. The fact is that we're all sinners, and the Bible says we deserve punishment for our sin. But God's grace says, here's Jesus, and he has perfectly paid your sin penalty and mine. Believe on him today. That's amazing grace.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Get your finances in order and become financially free with Dave Ramsey. Weekdays 1 to 4 after Brian Kilmeade on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Silent breed is people!
You know when it's Eddie. You just got to let it play.
And Alex.
That's right. 720 here on News Radio 92.3, informative local Van Halen. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Barricades are up around Manhattan Criminal Court in Lower Manhattan and Trump Tower today, and it's back to work for the grand jury hearing former President Trump's alleged hush money payment case. They had an unexpected day off yesterday for unclear reasons. Police in Colorado say a body was found in a wooded area in Park County that may be connected to a high school shooting in Denver. Yesterday, a student allegedly pulled out a gun at East High School, shot 2 faculty members, and police say they found a body near that student's SUV about 50 miles away. The White House reportedly planning to break up its COVID-19 response team after the public health emergency ends this May. The Washington Post is reporting that current and former officials have said some staffers have already left, and national coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha is expected to leave the administration once the team is disbanded.
Did David, I've got a story here for you that I've been waiting to share with you.
Did you happen
to see what Pat Sajak did on Wheel of Fortune yesterday?
No, I always miss the big news.
All right. Nice. I'm going to play a little bit of it, and then I'll narrate, and then I'll tell you why it's funny.
All right.
Phrase the category. 10 seconds to try to tell us what's up there. Good luck.
His mind is pondering.
No, still time.
His mind is wondering. His mind is wandering.
There you go.
His mind is pondering? Well, you know, you see what
want
you see.
More money? Yeah. More money. More money.
So they're celebrating, as you do.
$75,800.
Pretty good payday. And then Pat Sajak puts him in an arm bar and a chokehold.
Say what?
He's got him in an arm bar and a chokehold. Because the dude, you ready for this, is a professional wrestler.
Who is it?
I don't have a name. Jackson's Fred Jackson. Fred. So there's a lot of levels of professional.
True.
He was a Wheel of Fortune winner on the Hawaii themed episode. Here's why I did it for you, David. He's also a drama teacher and a bar trivia host.
Aha!
So the future's bright for you on an episode of Wheel of Fortune. And Pat Sajak was not actually putting him in an armbar and a chokehold. He was doing it for fun, like. He messes with people based on their professions
right.
or their personal
story. I'm
going
to have to look
whatever.
That video up. That sounds hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. You're like, what's Pat Sajak doing to that guy? What's that guy doing to Pat Sajak? Because the questions you ask. All right, 7:23 here on... For those who may not know, mm-hmm. David, in his other life, does wrestling and host bar trivia.
I do all sorts
you
of things.
Kinds
a
of
man
stuff.
Of yeah. many hats.
That's exactly
That's right.
right. That's good. And many masks.
That's right.
That's what you should.
I need to wear a mask most of the time. I'll tell you
7:23 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? So if you were going to have, like, let's say, a dramatic reading for the poetry.
Yeah.
Which current president would you not invite to be the one that you would do the dramatic reading of the poetry with?
I mean,
you have the answer is obvious.
Biden, right?
Richard Blanco returned to a poem he wrote from the second inaugural Barack and Me.
The second inaugural Barack and Me. That's not the poem, but that's actually my favorite part of this sound clip. The second inaugural Barack and Me.
Barack and Me.
Richard Blanco returned to a poem he wrote from the second inaugural Barack and Me. A poem. One today says, and always one moon like a silent drum tapping at every rooftop and every window on every of every country. Let me start this over again. I'm getting so intimidated by being here. And always one moon like a silent drum tapping on every rooftop and every window of one country, county. All of us facing the stars. Hope, a new constellation waiting for us to map it, waiting for us to name it together.
So there was that.
It's not like Courtney Love at Pamela Anderson's comedy roast. I mean, it is like...
Not to be outdone, we have the celebration of Women's History Month with Kamala Harris.
So during Women's History Month, we celebrate and we honor the women who made history... throughout history.
That's like a middle school speech. Where you know what I mean? Where you write it and you're just trying to do words.
History. One of the top 10 places for people to make history.
Who saw what could be unburdened by what had been.
Oh, no. Just, come on.
We see the suffragists, the riveters, the marchers... the mothers and sisters and aunts and grandmothers and daughters.
The nieces, the mother-in-laws, the aunt-in-laws. I mean, look, she's supposed to have better speech writing than this.
All the giants upon whose broad shoulders we stand.
Now, at least the sort of end of the clip was actually substantial, okay?
For generations, women have continued to make incredible progress in the classroom, in the workplace, in the halls of government. And we are all here, evidence of that progress. And we know our fight is far from over.
And that she's fighting for it, and all that's true. But it so much reminded me of the speech to the Howard grads or the Howard players after the loss, the other room.
You guys did that.
The other room, in the locker room.
You are smart. You played hard. You played to the very last second.
So
who's my favorite player? You're my, come on, let's go get
you're
a bullet. That's what it sounds like, but I appreciate it. Like, it was Howard,
it's
right?
It's somewhere between, like, The Help and Stuart Smalley, right? Like,
yeah,
it's
right, somewhere 100%.
Right in there.
You are smart. You are, right.
And doggone it, people like me.
That's right.
Candy's got traffic on the fives.
That's Stuart Smalley's hosting The Daily Show, right?
That's
was
right.
Was it him? Yeah, was he?
Was Al Franken
Stuart Smalley? I have to look it up.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
so.
I'm not sure either now.
I say that out loud. Okay, we have an accident. Old Chemistry on Highway 29 this morning in Cantonment. No roadblock. Certainly is caution there. And caution certainly wherever you are. But front gate at NAS looks like a standstill also. Text in your traffic tips, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Richard Blanco returned to a poem he wrote from the second inaugural of Barack and Me.
You know, if you've got a car that's an import, you paid a little bit extra to get it. Obviously, a BMW, a Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Genesis, Jaguar, or Lexus. Okay, these are nice vehicles. You do pay more to get them. You do not have to pay more to service them. You don't have to take them to the dealership. You can take them to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They'll work on them, prevent the bigger problems. That's why they are big believers in preventative, scheduled, routine maintenance. That's the whole nature, is like you prevent the big problems. CarClinicService.com is the website because, like a healthcare clinic for your car, Carfax rated them a top-rated service center last year, 2021. 4.5 average reviews or above. The 2022s haven't come out yet, but I'm sure when they come out, they'll be there. Anyway, if you need work done on your car of any sort, big or small, any kind of car, vehicle, diesel, regular, whatever, Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. 728 on News Radio 92. 2-3, informative, local, dependable. The Art of Fashion, 17th annual, comes up April 6th from 6 to 10 p.m. at Museum Plaza. Wonderful event. Proceeds help Covenant Cares, My Wish program. Tickets are $100. You can get them and find out more at newsradio923.com. The Navy Federal 5K, that's getting real close to the length of a race I would perform in. When you get to 100K, call me, as long as it's not a sprint. register. Well, no. Oh, I guess 100M is what I meant, not 100K.
No, I'm waiting for the half K mosey.
Register today for Navy Federal's 13th annual 5K on Saturday, April 1st, downtown Pensacola. Race starts at 8 a.m. and begins and ends at Seville Quarter, as all good races should. NavyFederal.org/5. I don't know why every race doesn't end at a bar. I mean, I know in Pensacola they do, but like
they totally
everywhere,
do.
Yeah. Everywhere, every race ought to end
it's
at a bar.
Pretty great.
Also, the Fiesta Pensacola is excited to announce that the 2023 Fiesta Children's Treasure Hunt, Saturday, April 1st, same Museum Plaza downtown, so same time, and a new location. It's not at Bayview.
Yeah, A and B, but God, I can't believe it's already here.
I know.
That's
it's
what's
so
throwing
weird.
Me. Oh, my goodness.
Free registration on site at 11:30. Free lunch. Snow cones. Had me at snow cones. Games, arts and crafts, and scavenger hunt until 2:30 p.m. Games and entertainment, live music, and all that stuff. Anyway, go to newsradio923.com to get more information about that. Oh, the Supreme Court did hear the copyright infringement case. Or is it trademark infringement? I apologize. I don't know which. But over at Jack Daniels. You know, because you had Jack Daniels got basically parodied by a dog chew toy, right? You remember this one where, you know, you have the Jack Daniels, old number 5.
And Bad Spaniels.
Yeah, and Bad Spaniels, old number 2, which is what they leave on your lawn. It's the old number 2. I mean, it's kind of funny.
I didn't see that part. That's so
yeah,
funny.
Yeah. So it's a very serious issue about who owns the mark and if the mockery is infringing on it. But the way I hear, I didn't listen to the oral arguments yesterday, but the way I understood it is that the people who were defending Jack Daniels, they took the fifth. I mean, come on. You knew that's where this was going, right?
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster.
A 17-year-old boy suspected of shooting two school administrators searching him for weapons in Denver is found dead of an apparent suicide.
17-year-old Austin Lyle was identified as the shooter. Lyle was already subject to what officials at Denver's East High School called a safety plan, under which he was required to be patted down daily before entering the school.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt, one of the victims, is reported to be in serious condition. The other was treated and released. President Biden hosts an Affordable Care Act anniversary event at the White House today and then later flies to Ottawa, Canada.
After meeting up with Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tonight at his residence, President Biden on Friday will address Canada's parliament, have a bilateral meeting with Trudeau, and a joint press conference.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. This is President Biden's first trip to Canada in office. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 60 degrees right now. It is partly cloudy here in Pensacola. At least two organizations will be continuing the search for 29-year-old Pete Griffin. That's the boater that went missing after his boat capsized near NAS Pensacola earlier this week.
We try to find where the person went in the water. Again, that's the most important part. And then we figure the current and the wind and the waves, what they were doing, how they were dressed, everything that we can factor into a conclusion as to which direction they might have taken.
That's O.B. Pettit with Escambia Search and Rescue. He says they, along with Florida Fish and Wildlife, will be continuing the search for Pete Griffin tomorrow. On Wednesday, the Coast Guard suspended their search after looking in more than 100 square miles. Jury deliberations lasted less than an hour yesterday, and at the end, an Escambia County man was found guilty of killing his roommate in 2021. Giles Jones will be spending the rest of his life in prison for the death of LaTanya Baxter. Her body was found near Flomaton weeks after she was reported missing. Giles was arrested after a photo of her body was found on his cell phone. Escambia County leaders have released a site plan for that future tax collector's office. That'll be at Brentwood Park on Palafox Street, and while part of the park is being preserved, a lot of that green space and some park amenities are going to be lost. Despite that, though, county officials say the new tax collector's office will be a benefit for the community, especially the homeless population in that area.
And as a bonus, we're directly across the street from the Washburn Center, which is one of our major customers for homeless persons coming in to get driver's license or ID card services. So we'll be closer to them than we've ever been. And historically, we've issued about 70 homeless identification or driving license cards for months, for years.
And that's Escambia County Tax Collector Scott Lunsford, who says the location will be a lot easier to access for those homeless in the area, for which they're required to provide identification cards for. And part of the building will also be used as a community center. Well, despite opposition from Senate Democrats, a bill allowing 8 of 12 jurors to recommend a death sentence will advance to the full Senate floor.
I just don't want to take a chance of getting it wrong or being wrong with death being, you know, so final.
That did pass the Senate Rules Committee yesterday. One change to the bill, though, would allow judges to impose a life sentence even if the death penalty is recommended. The judges would have to explain in written orders their reasons for deviating from that recommendation. And a defense attorney for former President Donald Trump scheduled to testify on Friday before a grand jury that's investigating his handling of classified documents. On Wednesday, an appeals court in Washington, D.C. rejected an effort by Trump's legal team to block Evan Corcoran from providing testimony. It ordered that Corcoran would have to turn over records to special counsel Jack Smith's team, Smith leading the probe into Trump over the FBI's discovery of those documents at Mar-a-Lago last year. It is 735 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing out there?
Watching one accident. This is on Highway 29 and Chemstrand, I believe, in Pensacola. Certainly use caution there. I'm not showing a roadblock, but yeah, US 29 and Old Chemstrand Road. No roadblock. Certainly use caution there. The rest of 29 looks A-okay. I-10, I-110, not showing any problems. Still slow at the front gate at NAS. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures warming up into the mid to upper 70s. Overnight tonight,
temperatures staying mild with lows in the 60s. We're going to stay warm as we head into Friday. Plenty of sunshine for Friday morning and afternoon. Clouds move in Friday evening, highs in the upper 70s. Friday night, temperatures dropping into the 60s. Showers and thunderstorms possible through the overnight hours into Saturday morning. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Enjoy that weather. 60 degrees right now in Pensacola, 60 in Gulf Breeze, and 56 in Milton. Our next news at 8 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said a soft economic landing is still possible, even with the recent turmoil in the banking industry. He says the pathway still exists, and policymakers are still trying to find it. Powell says it's too early to say how much impact the stress to the banking industry has had on economic conditions. The question is how long this period will be sustained, noting the longer the banking crisis lasts, the tighter credit conditions will be. Powell said any possible recession will be hard to model because they're very hard to model. J&J says it will ask the Supreme Court to revive its effort to resolve the 38,000-plus lawsuits over its talc products through the bankruptcy of a subsidiary, LTL Management, after an appeals court refused to reconsider its ruling that the bankruptcy was improper. The lawsuits allege the company's baby powder and other talc products are contaminated with asbestos, which J&J denies. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Coins, sports cards, and racing collectibles on Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze has one of the largest sports memorabilia collections in the area. You can even buy, sell, or trade your collectible items. They have something for any collection. Coins, jerseys, autographed balls, trading cards, matchbox cars, NASCAR diecast, and so many other pieces of sports memorabilia. Find them on Facebook. Buy, sell, or trade at Coins, Sports Cards, and Racing Collectibles, Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze. The place to go to collect for fun or invest for profits.
Looking for a local shop that carries Michelin tires that you can trust? In Pensacola, that place is Tire Trust. Downtown on the corner of Gregory and Balin, Tire Trust has been taking care of people in Pensacola for over 23 years. Featuring the Michelin line, Tire Trust prides themselves on service you can trust. Tire Trust is more than a tire store. They're a full-service shop taking care of all your automotive needs. For service you can trust and Michelin tires, put your trust in Tire Trust.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We got Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department, on the line with us. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good to have you. We had a couple of really bad things happen in the last week, or a little bit past that, but and all of them are things that you guys are dealing with. Let's start with this. We heard from both Chief Randall and Chief Craner on Tuesday, Pensacola Police and Pensacola Fire Chiefs, about this fire last Friday in Zaragoza. And Mayor Reeves yesterday couldn't say a lot about it because ongoing investigation. But the question I think a lot of people have about this is, what happened? Like, they're not in the house. They're in a structure behind the house. These kids, was there an adult? Was there not an adult? How did the fire start? I mean, do we know anything yet? I know you guys are working on this.
Yeah, we are. You know, on the fire side, I'm sure they're looking for the point of origin and that sort of thing to find out exactly what happened there. But on our side of it, we're still looking to see if there was an adult on the property or near that. And like you said, it wasn't the house. It was a structure outside. So, you know, was it kids playing in the structure? Was, you know, we don't know. So that is, it's still an open investigation that we're looking into. It obviously was a very tragic incident that happened over there, and we want to make sure that we get it right.
Well, and you know, this structure, right, whatever happened in there was so complicated that they actually were cutting a hole in the roof to vent the smoke out so they could see to get in. And you know, so I just don't know what to make of it, aside from it's a horrifying thing to lose a child like that. And we still have two that are in, you know, serious care and, you know, obviously hoping for the best for them. But if there was negligence, if there, you know, all of those things come into play on the criminal side. And we had another, not a fire related, but another terrible thing happen with a young person. Is that right?
Yeah, we did. It was a case where a one-year-old was left alone in a bathtub. The bathtub was full of water all the way to the top. And I don't have to tell you how quickly things can go bad there. And that's exactly what happened. Fortunately, 911 was called after the siblings saw that the baby was in trouble. 911 was called, and Pensacola police officers arrived quickly and began life-saving measures on this one-year-old. And I'm glad to say that the baby's going to be fine.
Oh, thank God. You started telling me this story, and I can't take another child dying at this time exactly. But thank good. But so the infant was in a bathtub with water to the lip. Huge error number one. Left alone in that situation, huge error number two. The other siblings discovered the baby and told the parent to call 911, and they did life-saving and got the baby back to life. That's unbelievable because of the time frames involved.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't take long. And like I said, we're just fortunate that everything unfolded as quickly as it did, and the officers were able to get there as quickly as they did and save that baby's life.
You know, it's been a long time since my kids were infants, okay? But I remember all of the thousands of different things you have to think about for their safety all the time. And, you know, let's start from the premise that there are some people with infants or soon to be that don't know. So, Officer Wood, you tell them bathtub safety, water safety. What are some of the key things you want to make sure that new parents know?
Never take your eyes off of them for one moment. That's the best thing I can say, because things can happen quickly. Even if in a bathtub with a small amount of water in it, you don't want to leave a child alone in a bathtub because they could fall over face down and ingest that water. So, just never leave them alone like that. And the big thing, and we've all heard about it many, many times, is the death occurring while co-sleeping. And that's also a very dangerous thing. So, put them in the crib by themselves without the blankets on their backs. And hopefully we won't have to hear about those stories anymore. But unfortunately, we do. We hear about them locally and nationally too often.
Never leave them in a car. Never let them sleep up against the wall on a mattress, because mattresses move and kids can get pinned. I mean, there's so many, you know, again, it's stuff that, you know, parents have to know because they're not trying to do harm, but obviously bad things. I mean, I remember we had when my now 19-year-old, he was, golly, 3 or 4, I think, at the time. And we were at a friend's and it was a backyard party. And, I'm watching him. And then all of a sudden he's in the pool. Just like that. And, a buddy beat me to the pool and jumped in and grabbed him. But, you know, it's just you got to be like a hawk when you've got kids around water. You just have to be. You guys also have been doing some work with the Club Climax situation. You did this this SEPTED, this environmental study, in order to improve the safety of the facility. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, it's not just the facility; it's the area around it. They look at potential problems and make suggestions to the owner, the property owner. And that's not something we do just for Club Climax. We can do that for anybody's personal home or business. So we have officers that are trained in that, and, you know, they're able to give suggestions on crime risk problems at any given property. So that was done with this location, and we're hoping, there was a meeting with the owners, and we're hoping that things can be worked out there to where there's no more problems. And so what we do now is sit back and watch and see, and hopefully there won't be any more issues up there.
And this is everything from, you know, making sure that the shrubs are trimmed properly so that people don't have a place to hide if they're looking to burgle, from safety concerns. And, you know, I assume this also can involve, like, fire marshal inspections and making sure that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm assuming this is pretty comprehensive, right?
Yeah, it is. And some of that is over my head, so I'm not able to get into the specifics because I don't know the specifics. But burgle, that's, yeah. We don't want that to happen.
All right. Very good. Hey, we always like to. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What was that?
That's just a term that makes me smile. I'm not even sure if it's real or not.
It's a burgle. I learned that one from McDonald's. It's 7:45. We're talking to Mike Wood, Public Information Officer for PPD. Mike, hang on for just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Standstill at NAS. And they're picking up barrels, too, right now on the 3 Mile Bridge. So it could be all clear.
Oh, that's actually what I was going to ask Mike about next.
Oh,
all right.
I don't know. Oh, okay. Well, traffic on the fives. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Go ahead.
So back to, thanks, Candy. Back to Mike Wood. So you are one of the people that has been sitting out on the bridge for, you know, as long as it's been under construction to monitor and make sure, a hired off-duty officer. You had put out that you thought maybe this morning they would go to opening the three lanes going southbound. Do you have any update for us?
When I left this morning at 5, the barrels were still there. It sounds like they may be picking them up now, and you know, hopefully so. I know the painting on the bridge is done, and most of the work being done now is on the approach on the Gulf Breeze side. There's a lot of work being done over there. There's some minor work being done on the Pensacola side on the approach. So they're very close to having that bridge complete. I know they've got to do some work maybe tonight or next week, several nights next week, on the LED lighting. And then after that, we'll see what happens. It's very close, though, of being completely done.
But also, they've added some signage to try to prevent trucks from getting shredded at the graffiti bridge. Is that right?
Yeah. Last night, they put up a huge sign on the bridge. If you're coming from Gulf Breeze, approaching the 17th Avenue exit, they put up a huge sign that says no trucks. So hopefully that's going to help out.
Yeah, good. It can't hurt. I mean, it can't be less effective than what we used to always do, which was nothing. And we're taking little baby steps in the right direction. Do you have a cop myth for us today, or did you know that about cops?
Yeah, it's not a myth. It's something very simple, and it's how to talk to police officers in uniform. And you would be amazed at the amount of people that just don't know what to say. They feel like they want to say something, and they just don't know what to say. So I am here to help.
So the way I've always understood is that the key form of communication with a uniform law enforcement officer is lots of loud profanity. Isn't that typically that's the...
Yeah, like in the movies.
Yeah, right. That's not the preferred, no?
Well, let's not try that. That's not preferred. Yeah, that wouldn't go too well. If you want our attention, that's definitely going to get our attention. But, something very simple is good morning, good afternoon, good evening. That's it. We hear a lot of thank you for your service, and we like to hear that. What doesn't really work very well, because we've all heard it a million times in our careers, is throwing your hands up and saying, I didn't do it. That one doesn't work. We're not too fond of that one.
And it's kind of funny because, I mean, I hate to say the obvious, but y'all are people, you know, so the way you talk to people is the way you can talk to cops, you know, hopefully in a decent way. I was caught off guard one time because I pulled up, and it just kind of one of those you don't think about it, but I pulled up to an Escambia County Sheriff's deputy who was parked in the parking lot at one of the malls, and I didn't think anything of it. Because I just wanted to ask him a question. And his first comment to me was, sir, if you're going to drive a car that's got tinted windows and you're going to pull up to me in a parking lot, do me a favor and just park a little farther away and roll down your window so that I can see and, you know, let me know that this is going to be an okay situation. I thought, wasn't thinking about that. But yeah, fair enough. Because you don't know who I am in that car, right?
Yeah, that's certainly understandable for him to say that, because a lot of people just don't think about that. We have to think about that all the time, about potential dangers. And when somebody pulls up in a car with dark tinted windows and we can't see who's inside, we have no idea if they're about to wave at us, ask us a question, or point a weapon at us. And so that's a legitimate concern.
Yeah. So it's always kind of just, you know, take a second and think from the other person's point of view, especially if they're a police officer. Mike Wood, he is the Pensacola Public Information Officer for Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you for what you do. Thanks for keeping us safe and keeping us informed, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
7:49 here on News Radio 92.3. Maybe six lanes on the bridge today. Maybe six lanes on the bridge today.
Come on, it's
very
six
exciting.
Lanes.
Come on, six lanes. Show me. Mama needs a new pair of shoes. I don't know why. If you are an employer and you are managing employees with payroll and insurance benefits and human resources stuff, listen, if what you're doing right now is working great, great. Wonderful. If you like doing what you're doing and, you know, studying the spreadsheets to figure out which vision and life plan you want to offer, great. Keep doing it. On the other hand, if you don't like doing that, if you don't like managing it, if you wish somebody else would do it for you and possibly give your employees better plans, more plans, cheaper plans, whatever, that's why you call Torgerson Causey. They are a comprehensive employee benefits agency. They've been doing this for more than 20 years, and I know they've been helping us for about 5 years, 5 or 6 years here at News Radio and Cat Country, and they're fantastic. You know, we started using them a few years ago, and they're just great. I mean, they've been very, very easy to work with, and they always have answers and give good detailed explanations and gave us choices, which we appreciated. 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
At Mucinex, we don't believe in cold and flu season. We only believe in comeback season, which starts with 12-hour relief. Just one dose of Mucinex DM provides 12 hours of relief for cough and chest congestion day or night. That's three times longer than those 4-hour cough liquids. So say goodbye to cold and flu season and hello to comeback season with Mucinex DM. Nothing lasts longer among over-the-counter cold and cough medicine. Get relief that lasts with Mucinex DM. Use as directed.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you curious about marijuana? Florida A&M University established the Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, also known as MARI, to educate the public about medical marijuana use as well as the detrimental health and social impacts of unlawful marijuana use on local communities. Find out more at mmeri.famu.edu.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3, 95.3, and on the AM dial at 1620.
Oh, Baxter, you are my little gentleman.
Good morning, 752 News Radio 92.3. We're getting reports that the traffic cones are being removed on the southbound I-10 bridge. I just had a traffic call from somebody telling me there's an accident southbound US 29 going towards I-10 at the off-ramp. So I got that in my head a little bit. But yeah, on basically on the southbound side of the I-10 bridge. God, I did it again. The I-110, the 3 mile bridge. Okay, the 3 mile bridge. Anyway, and I know it's not south, it's east, but sometimes you choose communication. Sometimes you choose. I had somebody mention that to me the other day. Oh, you know, it's not north and south, man. It's east and west. Okay. That's fine. It's sure. You win. One for you. Went one for you in the pride points. That's good. 7:53, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The CEO of TikTok will be addressing lawmakers today as national security concerns over the TikTok app continue. Members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee are expected to talk to Xiao Chu, who will be arguing that the app is safe and a nationwide ban would hurt the economy. Interest rates going up again. The Federal Reserve's latest hike announced yesterday is a quarter of a percentage point. This comes as the Fed still tries to get a hold of the highest inflation seen in decades. And, well, the world's first 3D printed rocket launched yesterday, Andrew, but it didn't have the best of outcomes.
Oh, no.
Relativity Space's Terrain 1 booster lifted off. It did lift off, but they had an anomaly, that's what they called it, and it did not reach orbit.
Okay. All right. I got you. David, thanks so much for the update. Once again today, God, this traffic is crazy. It seems like every day right around this time. Mm-hmm. This is when the things get bad, Candy, when you start to see like that wreck they're just talking about on southbound
29. I know, that's what I'm saying. Traffic is easy. There's no accidents. Yeah,
around just I-10 around Pine Forest.
Pine Forest, there's another bad accident. Yeah, the left lane is blocked on I-10 eastbound.
Unbelievable. And
should I just do traffic now?
Yeah, right. Go. Okay. I mean, let's let them wait. Let it simmer. Let it season for just a second. We'll get there.
You're marinating.
437-1620. Oh, they Defense One, which is a really good military-related website. They do lots of really good reporting. One of the things they did is they've been asking the service chiefs about diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Remember, we had Rick Scott on last week, and he talked about how that's a real problem for readiness. This was Defense One talking with David Berger, who is the Marine Corps Commandant.
On readiness, there have been some lawmaker concerns on the military's diversity, equity, and inclusion training and its effect on troop readiness. Do you believe that type of training distracts from or negatively impacts warfighting training?
You know, at the end of the day,
The goal is to make sure that the unit is prepared for combat. That's why we have a Marine Corps, to try to prevent a conflict, and if one comes, to make sure that we win it. So building cohesive teams is part of that.
Yeah, but that's not really the issue, right? The concern people have is that by focusing on this instead of war fighting, and he's going to get to that in a second, but that it's a distraction from the real mission of, you know, as people have historically said, breaking things and killing people, right? That, you know, being nice and sweet and kind and inclusive is a little bit incompatible with that and distracting from that mission, frankly. But he'll address that in a second. Candy now has Traffic on the Fives.
Thank you. Traffic on the Fives is brought to you by ECU Way. Accident on I-10. This is eastbound, just past Pine Forest. The left lane is blocked. There's a standstill at the front gate of NAS. Picking up barrels of the 3 Mile Bridge, so they're hoping to have all three lanes southbound ready to go. Looks like it could be pretty soon, so that's wild. And another accident. This is 29, it looks like, southbound just before the interstate. So caution there, certainly caution wherever you are. If you see an accident or a slowdown, text it in, if you would, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to the Marine Corps Commandant addressing this question of whether DEI initiatives actually take away from warfighting readiness.
I have seen zero evidence of any policies that detract from that. Everything, and I travel almost every week, mainly to listen, mainly to ask questions, not to talk, but to listen. And I'm looking for anything that distracts them from their warfighting focus, what it takes to fight and win. I don't see any evidence of that.
So I hear what he's saying, but I just have kind of questions, which is, it seems like in order to find out whether a member of the military is feeling adversely affected by the DEI stuff, by the, you know, the shutdowns and the briefings on, you know, domestic terrorists and racism and all of that kind of stuff, you'd have to really go out of your way to ask and probably make it possible to answer the question anonymously, right? Like, you know, the Marine Corps Commandant shows up at the barracks one day and says, hey, anybody got a problem with this? No, sir. Yeah, I mean, right? I mean, like, what's their answer going to be? You know, sir, I was really thinking that we shouldn't be talking. I mean, it's not going to happen. So it's not enough to say, I listen and nobody said anything. You would have to really dig and ask and provide an avenue where they feel safe to answer the question, because it is clear as a bell that the overarching culture mandate in the military under the Biden administration is absolutely in this direction. And certainly, unless you're a fool or you don't care, then you're not eager to speak up against that to the superiors who are implementing that strategy, right? So, I hear what he's saying, and I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying it's more than just I didn't hear anything in this direction, right? 437-1620, 437-1620. You know, I always talk about Christina Leavenworth and her folks at Leaven Reinke Realty and all the homes that she and they sell and helping people buy homes for good prices. In fact, she was telling me the other day they're really good at getting new homes right now, like new builds. That's actually something they've been focusing on lately, and they're getting good prices for those because of the way the market is. They're also really great at getting you a good price on the home that you want to sell and understanding how to stage it and price it and all that kind of stuff. But she said, Andrew, you know, one of the things that you might tell people is, they might not individually be looking for a house or looking to sell their house, but maybe they know somebody who is. I thought, you know, that's a good point. Like, if somebody asks me, they say, Andrew, do you know a good realtor? I say, well, Christina Leavenworth, she's fantastic. But it might be you, like, you've got a friend. And you might certainly believe, as is appropriate, that Christine's a great resource, but doesn't apply to you because you're not changing homes. But maybe you've got somebody who is. Well, let them know. Okay, it's okay to mention it to them. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth at Leaven Reinke Realty.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.